Now more of the Mid-Coast Morning Buzz, WCME.
And the buzz on a Tuesday morning with Monday firmly planted in the rear view where it belongs. It is 7:41 now, and that makes it 19 till 8. This being the first Tuesday of the month of May. I always lose a little bit of track on this, but suffice it to say, once a month at least, and lately it's been more than that because there's been a lot going on, but once a month at least, we do check in, I think in very valuable fashion, with Brunswick School Superintendent Phil Potenziano, who is on the other end of my phone line right now. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us. There is so much right now going on in Brunswick and in the larger culture, educationally, to talk about. And I want to get your thoughts on the latest news, which I know is occupying a great deal of your time and attention these days, that being the school budget situation in Brunswick. But I want to start off on a somewhat broader base. Our top stories, you may have heard a moment ago, is the fact that Bowdoin College students have, by a very wide margin, approved this referendum on which they were voting over the weekend, calling for the college to make a statement against the war in Gaza, which apparently won't be happening. But I've just got a couple questions as the war in Gaza might relate to the students of Brunswick High School. I mean, we're hearing about a lot of emotion, a lot of passion, demonstrations all over the country on the part of college students in relation to the war. And I speak as a one-time high school political activist against the Vietnam War, long, long time ago. I'll confess, I guess I bring that bias to the table. But I'm just wondering if you're what you're hearing, if anything, from students at Brunswick High School about their thoughts on all this.
Well, again, thanks for having me today, Jim. I haven't had a situation where we've had any students speaking about that. Haven't heard from our principal at the high school or anyone else there. So not to say that students are not following and not to say that students aren't engaged, but we haven't had this information, you know, percolate to my level anyway.
You have, in the time you've been there, and again, I lose track, it's either 4 or 5 years now?
This is the end of my fourth year.
Okay, time does fly. Seems like I just talked to you for the first time the other day, but it has indeed been 4 years. You've had a demonstration or two in that time. I think I recall calling one or covering one, and I forget what the issue was, but you've dealt with a little bit of that, haven't you?
Yeah, we have had we've had demonstrations over the course of my time, and you know, they've been for sexual assault awareness. We've had death by suicide awareness. Those topics have all been front and center, as well as others. But yes, we've had those, and I've been pleased with how we've encouraged our students to do so in a manner that demonstrates their need or want to demonstrate, if you will, using that word again, but to demonstrate, but to do so in a positive way that it doesn't interrupt the educational environment.
Okay, along those lines, I think you've already made the point that I kind of expected you to make, but I'd just be curious in any further thoughts, and this is just kind of a broad philosophical point. It always seems strange to me, and we're hearing a little bit more of it now in terms of the reaction from some people to all that's going on all over the country with respect to college demonstrations against Gaza. I will say I don't think we hear as much of this now as we did when I was coming of age in the 60s, maybe because we've, as a culture, just become a lot more used to demonstrations at one time or another by just about everybody. But I do hear some people saying, why don't the kids at Bowdoin College just focus on their studies and, you know, forget about Gaza, forget about demonstrations? My point would be that it seems kind of counterintuitive and ironic to me that after we pour all this money into educating students at both the high school and college levels and train them and encourage them to be knowledgeable and informed, it seems rather strange that we would kind of bash them for, you know, giving voice to the thoughts that they have developed on some of these issues.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going at the point of making sure that we have an informed citizenry and ensuring that people are engaged in our process, democratic process and whatnot. I mean, I'm certainly supportive of that, but of course doing so that ensuring the safety of everyone as well.
Yeah,
particularly,
yeah.
You know, at a high school setting is where I'm at.
Yeah, now I just couldn't help but kind of probe you on that point, though, because it's it's very strange to me that people, especially when you're talking about Bowdoin College over there, I mean, you know, they are giving college educations to, you know, perhaps the first tier of our future leadership. And, you know, frankly, I'd be a little worried if I didn't hear something from time to time about what those students are thinking about. You know, I'd be kind of worried for our future if I didn't hear from them once in a while. Anyway, just wanted to probe that a little bit. Phil, we're going to talk some issues that are local to you in New Brunswick in regard to the school budget in just a moment, but I need a quick news break, and then we'll be back. And 7:51, 9 minutes to late. Jim Blykamp doing the WCME Midcoast Morning Buzz, and back with Brunswick School Superintendent Phil Potenziano, who I might point out, for the benefit of anybody who still doesn't know or who hasn't been following along, has surprised and even shocked some people in Brunswick and beyond this spring with a notably modest school budget proposal calling for a tax impact of less than 2%, 1.8%, far less than any other proposal in recent years, and brought about, he and others note, largely by just becoming aware and acting upon various opportunities for various efficiencies. So, Phil, as I'm sure you're well aware, there's been a wrinkle in all this lately, a move on to cut that increase further. I'm talking about the overall town budget tax impact, which of course includes the school system, the total impact to about 1.8%, and this would be accomplished, the proponents say, without any further cuts, in part by adding increased revenue from Bowdoin College stemming from the recently negotiated rent increase for the college's use of third floor office space at Town Hall. This is a plan proposed by Councilors Jamie Ecker, Steve Weems, would also increase the amount of money from the general fund used to reduce taxes. But Steve Weems, in particular, has been emphatic in pressing upon me that there are no further budget cuts called for here. Just wondering about your reaction and thoughts on all this, Phil.
Yeah. So, Jim, thanks first for acknowledging, you've done that a couple times, of how you know, low the budget did come in, and I just want to applaud and thank my administrative team for working collaboratively on that. And you know, we really did work hard at reducing and looking at efficiencies. I've highlighted this several times, but you know, one of the things we've heard repeatedly was, you know, you spend too much on administration, you spend too much on this or that of the superintendent's budget. In our FY25 reductions, we eliminated an administrator. We, you know, were proposing to move from Hawthorne School to Coffin School. We reduced some efficiencies in not filling open positions. Anyway, so I just needed to say that again, and thanks to the administrative team and whatnot. And then thanks to the board for moving this forward. With regards to the the proposal that, as I understand it, was an additional reduction, and the counselor's recommendation, specifically the counselor, meaning Mr. Weems and Mr. Eckert, were looking at, you know, suggesting that the board use undesignated fund balance or reserve fund balance to reduce that amount. I mean, there's a couple things, and one, we're going to be talking about this tomorrow night, the school board meeting, and Director of Finance, Blanchard, will be talking about this, but there's the way that I'm looking at this is, there's short-term goals that you can accomplish, just like in your own personal finances. So can we do this? and, you know, you have short term. And then we have to look out longer. And what are the longer term implications of using undesignated fund balance to reduce something one time? And that's the thing that I feel like that hasn't been discussed as much as I would like to discuss, and that's what we'll be bringing up to the school board. To say that another way, Jim, is, you know, can you do something, can you go out and buy that new pair of sneakers or that new pair of pants? Sure, you could do it and you can do it, but it's going to have a lasting impact on your budget. And I think that, at least from my perspective, and again, the board will talk about this and we'll encourage the board to talk about this, is what are the lasting implications of extracting $260,000 or $300,000 from the undesignated fund balance? It's not just a, we can do it this time and everything's great. It's a, we can do it, and what are the implications? And I feel like that has not been discussed, and rightly so, because that's the council, and that's really not the council's purview. That's a school board purview.
So it sounds, I tried to listen very closely to what you were saying there. Sounds like you're somewhat open-minded about all this, but you are leaning against it at the present time. Would that be a fair statement?
I'm always open-minded for some sort of discussion that is going to meet the needs of our overall district and the community. One of the questions that I'll ask my board is, what kind of district do we want? What I can say to them, and I will say to you now, is we cannot withstand additional reductions in staff. We've come in with a very, very efficient budget, very austere budget. So I don't want to say, you know, where I'm at with this. I'll be discussing that tomorrow night with the school board. But what am I open to any discussion? Of course, that's up to the school board. But I do think they have to look at this strategically long range, Jim. So if you're reading between the lines, can we do it? We can do almost anything, but there will be impacts to our overall financial obligations by doing something like that.
I got to say, I do like the way you keep popping up that question, which you and I would see many others feel to be the bottom line. What kind of a school system do you want to have in Brunswick? That is the bottom line question that,
Jim,
everybody should be returning to.
I implore you and others, and I'm glad you said that, because this is not Phil Potenziano's district. I mean, I'm leading it, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that. But in reality, we have to have that discussion. And we had a strategic planning review that outlined, you know, what we wanted. And, you know, Brunswick schools are welcoming, inclusive, safe learning communities. And in order to do that, and in order to have students be held to high expectations, we have to make some commitments. And, you know, our priorities, we've outlined those. And I say we, as in the community, the members and the board, part of that strategic planning, outline those. So we have a strategic plan. So I urge, you know, folks to go back and look at that strategic plan and then determine, is this the district that we want? High achieving, high expectations, safe, inclusive, welcoming. Those are all essential to, a well-informed citizenry. And that's what we're aiming at. That's what, you know, you started this conversation off with, was making, you know, do we want students demonstrating? I personally applaud, you know, I follow the Martin Luther King approach of demonstration and protest, but doing so that in a nonviolent civil disobedience approach, like Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
You talk about the 1960s, right? I mean, I think that's imperative. And you brought up the fact that, you know, when we've had students go out and gather at the Rock in the out front of the school, they did so in a nonviolent, you know, civilly respectful way, and they got their point across. They spoke, you know, they heard, administration heard or saw them, and we respond. So I think I've hopefully tied those together. I'm interested to see what people, think of the idea of continuing to reduce a budget that I think is quite austere.
Okay. Phil Potenziano, you timed it out perfectly. We have 10 seconds to go. I do appreciate that. For once, we're going to make the 8 o'clock news on time. And Phil, I really appreciate it. We will be covering the meeting tomorrow evening. It already sounds like a pretty interesting discussion tomorrow evening. Thank you, Phil. Have a fine day. You certainly got the weather for it.
Thank you.
Phil Potenziano, Brunswick School Superintendent, once a month and sometimes more often than that when we need to talk to him more often on the Midcoast Morning Buzz at 8 o'clock.